High Commissioner, you have the floor.
Merci, merci.
Thank you very much, Chair.
With from Asia, thank you very much, my friend Minister Remulla, for your very good statement, and thank you again for paying a visit to my office last week. As I already told you, we're very grateful for the support of the Philippines that you have explained. The Philippines is also a nation with much relevant experience to our work, relevant to our work, internal displacement management, climate change issues, and of course your ratification of the 1961 Statelessness Convention has been one of the highlight of the I Belong campaign this year. I took note of your very strong appeal to what you call the missing middle, meaning maybe countries that are not the biggest donors and are not the biggest host countries, but can nevertheless make a contribution to our debates and to our discussions. And from the way you explained it, I would call it not the missing middle, but the active middle. And I hope that others from that group of nations will follow your very important example. Let me turn to Europe, to Greece, to the statement by Minister Mitaraki, notice. Thank you very much, my friend, for your good statement. You mentioned several very important issues and spoken by a country that has been on the forefront of receiving refugees for the past few years. This is very significant. Your reiteration that asylum must be protected, that also through a better management of migration, I think finds us completely in agreement, but also the importance of relocation in Europe. We should not let our guard down. It's been done for some Ukrainians, but I think it needs to be done for others as well. And of course, the lessons that we are learning from temporary protection. Temporary protection, as I said, is not the panacea for every movement, but certainly something from which we can learn a lot. I think you implied that, I don't think we should say that the EU asylum model is broken, but certainly it's severely in need of fixing and of attention. And like I said in my opening remarks, we are reflecting on that, not just for Europe, but also for other parts of the world. We heard it earlier from Gabon, which see the mixed movements growing as a pattern with greater human trafficking, all the points that you have raised. So I think that asylum, the convention principles are very solid and strong and applicable, but ways to do it need to be revisited, and we're looking at that, and we will be consulting with states in Europe and beyond. I also hear your call that it is important to ensure the security of borders. This is the not only the right, but I would say the duty of every government to do that towards its own citizens, but this can be done without prejudice to access of those in need of protection to protection systems, without resorting to more drastic measures like walls and pulls and pushbacks. I'm talking now globally here, but I think your statement was very important in this respect, and I thank you very much also for your cooperation and friendship. Let me turn to Africa. Somalia, Minister, thank you very much. Of course, UNHCR has been engaged with and in Somalia and with the Somali people for decades, whether they were refugees abroad or displaced inside the country, and this engagement, I can assure you, will continue. Your statement conveyed to this group very big challenges that you are facing: drought, residual pockets or residual phenomena of conflict and insecurity, often intertwined, a very large IDP situation. I mentioned myself in my opening remarks. We have stepped up the response without, of course, neglecting, as you pointed out, solutions, especially in the context, in the framework of the IGAD framework that we put in place a few years back. Thank you for your commitments. They were absolutely encouraging to hear, also in terms of statelessness, but particularly the national solution strategy that you mentioned. We appreciate there's a new government in Somalia. I look forward to my visit in a couple of weeks when we will have the opportunity to discuss more on these matters. And I conclude these replies with, Malawi, thank you, Minister, also for your very good statement. Thank you for starting your statement by saying that Malawi will keep the borders open to those in need. And I think this is what I said in my first reply. This is once again the demonstration of the African spirit of generosity and solidarity towards brothers and sisters that are in distress. And I know, we know that you have not just said it, but you have done it for many years. Although the challenges are getting more complicated, climate that you mentioned, mixed flows, you mentioned that indirectly. I want to assure you that we will continue to stay with Malawi in trying to improve the management of these flows and the search for solutions. And last, again, but not least, thank you, South Africa. Thank you, Minister. Your statement was truly very important and very positive. We attach a lot of importance to our partnership with South Africa, also for historical reasons, of course. We've been with you in across the many significant events that your country has gone through in recent decades. I'm glad to hear from you that the mission by Gillian Triggs, by the Assistant High Commissioner for Protection a few months ago, we were just commenting, to South Africa was very fruitful, especially on the backlog, on the issue of the complicated flows of people that you are receiving. Be assured that the commitments that you've made and that we've made and that you mentioned will be honored. And I think I heard very loud and clear your clear appeal on more burden sharing and more support to host countries. We have a great opportunity to develop that discourse and that debate that you are inviting us to have in the context of the preparation of the Global Refugee Forum next year, where, of course, the voice of South Africa will be very much needed and very much appreciated. Merci.